going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With the 31st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jihad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama.
And so congrats to him. A long night in the green room ends with him being, you know, in Philly green. And, I mean, the guy who's 12th on your draft board.
Jihad Campbell and Eagle. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to do today as we react to the Philadelphia Eagles selecting a linebacker in the first round of the draft for the first time since 1979. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got a question. Why do some folks like to go to draft parties wearing other teams' jerseys, especially other teams in your division? To me, that's just like Crips going in blood neighborhoods flashing their colors, man. I mean, why would you do that?
Slightly less dangerous.
You're right, but still, it's like, why are you here? This is a celebration for the Eagles pick.
Yep.
And I saw somebody in the thing last night had on a Chargers jersey, and one cat had the nerve to wear a Giants jersey.
I did see that, yep.
And I'm like, dog, why are you here? Like, this is an Eagles celebration, but you got your ass out your bed, off your couch on draft night when I'm pretty sure you could have found a place to you know, fellowship with Giants fans and watch y'all picks, but you brought your ass to the link.
Or watch it at home.
You know what I'm saying? Stay at home. Stay your ass at home. I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. Why do people do that? Why do you come to the game? Why do people come to the game, say, during the season, wearing a jersey of neither team that is playing?
Yeah, that was weird.
What is your purpose?
People
somebody
do that
needs
in the Super
to
Bowl.
Explain. Somebody needs to explain that to me. Why not just go neutral? Like, we know,
like,
you're
Rob
not
a Lowe when he wore the NFL hat.
You see what I'm saying? Just if you're not a fan of either team, that's fine. But why do you have to be that person and wear the jersey of nobody cares about the team that's not there?
I got you.
You see what I'm saying? One of you people that do that, explain that to me.
Already, you people.
No, I'm serious. It's just bothersome.
I could tell. You're fired up.
You know, it's like you going to a Phillies game, and you're going to the Phillies and the Padres playing, and you got on a Marlins jersey.
First of all, why do you have a Marlins jersey?
No, I'm just saying, just or Dodgers, whatever.
Feels a little different than that for me.
But why are you wearing the jersey? You just want to show that you're a baseball fan?
Well, it's an NFL event, not an Eagles event.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. What you mean it's an NFL event? What are you talking about?
The NFL draft is an NFL
it's
event.
It's an Eagles draft party.
He was speaking about the Eagles draft
party.
Well,
this is where they're located.
What are you talking about?
The person.
What are you talking about?
The Charger fan is located in Philadelphia.
I don't give a damn. Well, go to a Chargers bar.
Maybe this person has no friends.
Go to a Giants bar.
Have you thought of that? They have no friends.
Well, no, you want attention. I am a full believer.
Well, I guess you just gave it to them.
Oh, I guess. Touche.
You did.
They win.
Touche.
Yeah.
Nobody knows their name, though.
That's okay. Nobody knows their name. You know what name we know? Jihad Campbell.
Jihad
we know his name.
Jihad Campbell.
And how about this? If Jihad Campbell wasn't a very good football player, which he obviously is, maybe he would have shown up last night. You know why? He's a South Jersey kid. Timber Creek High School to IMG Academy to Alabama to the first round of the NFL draft. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk today about our reaction to this. The Eagles trade up slightly, Hugh. I mean, a very, very slight trade up. From 32 to 31 to land Jihad Campbell, the linebacker out of Alabama. A very interesting player that I think if you put him in some sort of box, we're probably not doing it fair to him and to the Eagles, right? If you just call him a linebacker, it's not telling the full story.
He's a player. He's a baller.
And if you say he will be an edge rusher, I think he can be, might be, but that at this point is a projection. You know what? I don't know how we frame him. I don't know what we say about him, but I do know this. He was one of the best defensive players in the draft, one of the best defensive players in college football. And I got home last night, I couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah, because you're still processing what we saw. Yeah.
So I was watching a bunch of his highlights, right? And, you know, because obviously we've all watched Alabama games the last couple of years. They're always good. But I hadn't honed in on him, right? So I was honing in on him. Hugh, this kid's around the football every play. He is a really, really fast athlete, strong, big. Hugh, the more that I dove into him, because last night we were like, whoa, they took him. What do we think about this? Hugh, I love the pick. I mean, I think he has a chance to be a special player. Hugh, your reaction now that we are, you know, about, I don't know, 10, 11 hours since they made this pick. What's your feeling this morning on Jihad Campbell?
I like it. I like it a lot. And to your point, I went home last night, and I was trying to envision how they were going to use him. And, you know, I got a shout out to Broads. You know, he did the show after ours. And the excitement that he exuded over the airwaves, it was palpable. He's a funny guy, man. So I you know, when he was talking about bringing all the sexiness to the pass rush and being able to do different things, I could see us running like a true 3-4. I know we line up in a 3-4 now, but I could see us being a true 3-4 team. You know, when you talk about N'Kobe Dean being out there, because I think how he went out of his way to express that N'Kobe Dean is still one of his guys. Now, you can take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I'm taking it with a grain of salt.
Well, you can, because, you know, there's an injury history there. But I think that there's an opportunity when I look at the depth chart for there to be four, like with Nolan Smith, Jihad Campbell, N'Kobe Dean, and Zach Bond out there on the field. Because right now, when you look at it, when you look at potentially how it's projected, and what he potentially brings to the table, you have four, five guys on the field at any time that have pass rush ability. And I'm putting Jalen Carter in that mix too, because you're talking about Nolan Smith. We saw what he could do. Zach Bond has pass rush ability, even though he's playing off-ball linebacker.
Sure, yep.
Bryce Huff. And Jihad Campbell.
Don't do that.
Maybe Azeez Ojulari, but my point is this. You have guys out there that you could put on the field. You could put four linebackers on the field, and you still have a chance. Like, you know, everybody's talking about with Jeremiah Trotter Jr., he might have a chance. He still might be in the play, in the mix for this. Because right now, as I look at this depth chart, right now, on paper, the strength of this team is your linebacking core. Like, those are the guys that, you know, if you had to line up in a true traditional 3-4, that's what it kind of looks like. Now, I know we still have the draft and we're going to get some other players, but as of today, I see Jihad Campbell on the field when he gets healthy, because, you know, that's one thing. He's not healthy yet, but he's getting healthy. I can see us having four linebackers on the field.
Well, you know, a couple things hit me in. 215-592-9494. You mentioned linebackers here, right? It's stunning, the transformation of the Eagles in the last year of how they build their team. I mean, it's stunning. I mean, this is not a pick that – the same player, same kid. They wouldn't have made this pick 2 or 3 years ago. They just wouldn't have. And two things stood out to me. One, the Fangio influence here is significant. I mean, we were doing the draft show last night. Hugh, we were watching the screen in front of us, right? NFL Network was on, so we could see when they're about to make the pick. And you see the little celebration in the draft room. And then I think the four of us last night realized it was defense because Fangio was there, right? Fangio was right next to Howie, and they were all smiles. This is the Fangio influence. Look what he did with Zach Bond. Zach Bond was a journeyman kind of guy, right? A one-year deal. And he turned him into an all-pro kind of player. Now you get, to me, this is like a souped-up version of that. You get a guy that is versatile like Bond, but he's more talented. He's a first-round pick, more athletic. So I think the Fangio influence is there. I think it shows how Howie has changed over the years. I mean, the Eagles aren't beholden to this. These are the positions we pick anymore. They just pick good football players now. I think it changed with Saquon, and it went to Bond, and now it's Jahad Campbell. And Hugh, as I watched all those highlights last night, I started to like see comps and like who he reminds me of.
Who does he remind you of, Joe?
I see a little Navarro Bowman in him, who Fangio had when he was with the 49ers.
He was a hell of a linebacker, man. Now you're a coach. You coach for the Chargers.
Yes. And
he's a hell of a player.
Hell of a player. And let me throw one at you that you may say, oh, wow. I know for me it was, oh, wow. Hugh, when I watched the highlights of him rushing the quarterback, right, when Alabama put him on the edge, he's got some Micah Parsons to him.
Yeah, okay.
The bend around the edge.
Well, he's bigger.
He's bigger, but he has that speed,
that burst.
Because when remember, Micah came out, people didn't know Micah could rush the quarterback. It was like a projection. It's kind of like this. But the Cowboys obviously thought he could, and it turned into a home run for them. I wonder if that was in the back of Howie's head. Like, look, the Penn State had these guys, and Alabama is this guy, and we could turn him into this. The more I watch this and the more I see him, the more I love this pick. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, let's hear that reaction last night to the draft pick of Jahad Campbell when the Eagles made it at 31.
21 on the big board. Gritty would have been gone a lot higher had it not been for the shoulder injury. He played great all year for Alabama. 117 tackles. Team high, 11.5 tackles for loss. 5 of those were sacked. Think about this football team, the way Hall of Fame GM Howie Roseman has constructed it. Half the starters, half the 22 are from the SEC. Mm-hmm. You're like those proven entities, those guys who played for the big powers in the SEC. And Jahad Campbell did, as I said, guys, he would have gone much higher had it not been for the shoulder injury.
Yeah, no doubt. And when you think about what Philadelphia is doing, and you think that they re-signed Zach Bond, but a guy who they got off the street last year, who had an all-pro season and deserved a new contract, and now you bring in Jahad Campbell. It's an athlete, Green. It's another weapon they can add to their defense, which lost some guys up front. They lost Milton Williams. They've lost those guys. And so now you add an athlete on the back end, a guy that can roam and make plays in space. It's something to go along with Zach Bond to give them a dynamic duo on the back.
Well, they have a dynamic duo there, and I agree with what they said. If not for the shoulder injury that he had at the end of last season into surgery this offseason, he might have been a top guy. All right, Ian Rapoport says the Eagles didn't just like him. They really liked him because they tried to get up earlier in the draft to get Jahad Campbell. Here's Ian Rapoport last night.
Sorry, this is actually Schefter.
Schefter.
Well, the Eagles tried trading up earlier in the draft to go get Jahad Campbell, and the trade fell through, but they were able to persevere and trade up one spot. A lot of people might ask, why would you trade up one spot? Well, I think it's to block another team from potentially coming up, especially when it only costs you a fifth-round draft pick and you've got 20 picks in the next two rounds to use as ammunition. And now they get a player who, as Mel mentioned, could have gone from 12 to 15. He did have surgery on one of his shoulders. He's going to need surgery on another shoulder potentially after this season. He's got a knee issue as well, but the talent is undeniable, Greeny.
Well, that talent is. All right, so, that, Hugh, that's interesting because we had the report last night as we were doing the show that the Eagles were trying to move up to 23. Remember that story that came out? They were trying to get to the Packers pick at 23.
Yeah.
Green Bay didn't want to trade it. We were speculating on the draft show last night. What were they going up for? Who do they want? Well, Schefter says it was Campbell. So the Eagles sit there, they don't make a trade, and then they make a little one, and they get up one spot. I do wonder if Howie had some intel someone was trying to jump over them to the Chiefs pick, because it's kind of rare to have you just move up one spot. They just moved up one spot to get him.
Yeah, and they made that move, and you know what's funny? Because it felt like when they talked about them trying to move up with Green Bay, felt a little haterish. From the part of Green Bay. From my perspective,
yeah,
I felt like, you know, with everything that's going on with
stuff,
the Tush Push
stuff,
and then, you know, they get their owner up there, you know, long talking
about
how great their organization
is
and all this other stuff, and talking about this the first time we took a receiver in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody care about all that, man.
No.
So it did feel a little haterish with that going on.
Well, he also went up there and talked about all the NFL championships they won like 70 years ago. No, nobody cares, Mark Murphy. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the pick, like it, love it, or do you not like it? Is the Eagles take Jahad Campbell, a linebacker? But I think we could probably talk about him in not just that context because he's going to rush the quarterback as well. Kyle, what do you think as the Eagles take Jahad Campbell out of Alabama?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, obviously an area of need for the Eagles. They needed a guy that could rush the passer off the edge, a guy that sort of fills similar role to, I think, what Zach Bond does. Looks like he might be the heir apparent to N'Kobe Dean, or, you know, I mean, even the immediate apparent to N'Kobe Dean, depending on how severe his injury is. Interesting that he was sort of, I guess, like maybe around like 10 to 12 on a lot of people's draft boards. But, I mean, clearly he must have fell for a reason. The shoulder injury seems like it's a very real thing.
Well, and Schefter also said knee in that cut we played.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously a little bit of injury concerns, and a lot of teams did pass on him. But, you know, I don't dislike the pick at all. I'm in on it, I would say.
I'm very in on it. I think he has a chance to be a special player. But Kyle brought up something that's real, right? Like, there's a reason he fell, and it's not because of talent. Because I haven't seen one person, like not one expert that says, nah, he's not that good. Like, they all say he's really good. There's obviously something physical. I think now the question is going to be, when is he ready to play? I don't think he's hurt immediately. I mean, I don't think he's hurting this moment. But he had surgery this offseason. Is he going to be ready to play when training camp opens, or is this more of like a slow play for his rookie year?
Well, I think with the excitement surrounding him and the immediate need at that position, I think that they feel that he is going to play this year. You know, I don't have anything to base that off of. I'm just thinking about what we lost in the offseason.
Yeah.
And the fact that we already have a linebacker that's injured, that's looks like he had a chance to talk to Ashland last night, said he's coming along fine as far as his injury is concerned.
N'Kobe?
Yeah, N'Kobe Dean. I said, yeah, thanks. So I'm assuming he's going to play this year, and I think everybody else is too. I think the Eagles organization is thinking that he's going to play this year.
215-592-9494. All right, today is a day to react with us as the Eagles draft a linebacker in the first round, Jahad Campbell out of Alabama. Like it, love it, or don't like it? Where do you come down on the Eagles' first-round pick? It did catch a lot of us off guard, just because I don't think we thought of him before last night as maybe the way the Eagles view him. So I'm looking at the draft board, and we're looking at the available players, and we see linebacker. I'm like, well, they re-signed Bond. They still have Dean here. You know, they need an edge rush. They need a defensive tackle, a safety. But the Eagles might view this kid in a way different way than, you know, kind of just putting him in that box. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Pop the Champagne Corks Day, man.
Oh, you're feeling that good. Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Back-to-back Super Bowl champions already. Call it.
Calling on April 25th. Call it.
Kyle and Joe, you owe Mr. Pop-Up Douglas an apology. All I heard yesterday was a whole lot of people saying that he was going to fall asleep and give him a hard time. Mr. Douglas, I didn't see you fall asleep.
I did.
Saw you.
Hold on. Do you know how grumpy he was to start the show today? That's a lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grumpy.
Well, you were mad at the people wearing Chargers jerseys.
You started popping off as soon as the show started.
I mean,
don't I pop off every day?
I know, but this one, you had some bass in your voice today.
I had a little bass.
That was pop-off grumpiness.
I just found it irritating.
Showing them the receipts.
I was up.
Well, I know he was awake.
I give you that.
There were reports from people there that Hugh looked a little tired.
Oh, he did. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was. You know what? You know what I did, though? This is what I did, Chris and everybody. I bought, like, about 4 packs of Rainbow bubble gum.
Okay.
And I was chewing the gum the whole time.
Okay. That's how you stayed awake?
That's what keeps you up awake.
Well, I'm chewing. You know, chewing. I'm oral fixated, so I was chewing.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I was chewing. I was chewing. So, yeah, I was good.
Yeah, that's a real pop-up. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Hugh, before I want to move on here, but Hugh, I do want to give you, in all seriousness, I love the story when you talked about going at the All-Star game, and they were teasing you about your bag. Russian quarterback the entire day.
Yeah,
it was a great story. That
was awesome.
His garbage bag. That he brought.
It was equivalent to a garbage bag. Totally honest, it was.
You had the old ass Riddell, you know, shoulder pads. But it was all good stuff, guys. Tonight's your night, because you know who they're going to go get.
You think they're going to get him tonight?
He's on the board.
He's still there.
I know.
I already got my text. Lined up. Like, hey,
it's in the drafts.
Hey, big head, how you doing? See, we drafted your nephew.
I didn't know if you heard, but I'm an Eagles Hall of Famer. You know? I got my name hung up there.
No, I know Joy. I know Joy. I know Joy.
Yeah. So
not
guys,
like I want to, but I know her.
as for our pick in Jahad, Joe.
She's grown woman.
I didn't say she's not.
I'm just throwing it out there.
And you're
because
a grown
I know
man.
People talk about that South Creepy. She's a grown woman. She's grown.
She's fully grown. And
fully
I got,
grown.
I got you. Chris, what are you thinking?
I'm sorry. I pulled him down that rabbit.
Yeah, but you did. This is totally your Chris. It is totally your fault. All right, let's talk about Jahad Campbell.
Jahad. So we got our Micah Joe. You know, this guy's exactly you guys. Hit the hammer or hit the nail right on the head with the hammer. This is exactly what Vic Fangio likes. This guy is extremely versatile. You're not going to just see him lined up at linebacker. You're going to see him lined up all over the place. I look at him as like a Clay Campbell type of player, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to use his versatility. He's going to be all over the field. This guy is going to be a total, total stud. Guys, what you're witnessing last night was Howie drafting the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year. This guy is going to have a monstrous year. He's going to be an absolute stud. And Howie season just opened up. Day one, Howie has already hit pay dirt. Kyle was going to try, but it ain't going to happen. We got our guy. We got Jahad. Let's go.
Good stuff, Chris. Was he going to chant Jahad?
I think he's tired.
I was hoping so.
He's tired.
He's cooked.
J-I-H-A-A-D. There's a double A in there. Yeah, he could have pulled it off. Yeah, he's just tired.
He was tired. Yeah. A lot of people stayed up late last night because if you noticed, there's a lot of kids in there that should have been at school today. Mm-hmm. They didn't go. And as soon as the Eagles drafted, they cleared that spot quickly. They got out of there.
I actually forgot the Chiefs picked after the Eagles. I didn't even pay attention.
And Ike was so excited. He got mad at me because I'm trying to go. And Ike was like, listen, I'm going to have my moment. I didn't know they were not on the air today. So that's why he had to take that. And you know what?
And they took a linebacker. I mean, it's his moment.
And I forgot. I apologize for that because that was my man's moment. I'm kind of like a linebacker. I had a linebacker designation. Even though I ain't dropping the covers too much.
Yeah, you're a make-believe linebacker.
No, but I got an interception. Did I get an interception in his career?
I don't know.
He probably did. I'll take that back.
I would guess he did.
Yeah, he did. I was trying to
I can't picture the way we play yours all the time.
I was trying to peacock around like I got one before him. But
he's a real linebacker. You were make-believe.
He's definitely a real linebacker.
Yeah, and there's no question. All right, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls up, your reaction. Where do you come down on the Jahad Campbell pick? The Eagles select him at Alabama with the 31st pick. Like it, love it, don't like it. I love it. I think the Eagles swung big. It's a potential home run. I love his versatility, the fact that he can rush the quarterback. And that he could be there with Zach Bond in the middle and just cause havoc for opposing offenses. All right, we'll react with you here. Plus, we'll get to the other side of this, the other part of Jahad Campbell, the reality of his injury and the timeline for when he'll heal and when he'll be on the field for the Eagles. And you'll hear what Campbell had to say about joining the Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What's up, Eagles Nation? I'm super excited to come back home, man. It's always been a dream of mine ever since I was little. So I got y'all, boy. I'm here. I'm ready to get freaking lit with y'all. I'm ready to win the Super Bowl. I'm ready to win games. And I'm ready to come dominate. Y'all already know what it is.
Dominate. I like that. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Jahad Campbell talking after he made the Eagles made him the 31st pick. He was very excited. You saw him jumping up and down, hitting the wall in that tunnel as they walked out. You could tell I imagine he was an Eagles fan as a kid. It was kind of a dream come true for him last night.
Those ticket requests going to be off the
Sure it is. And I'm sure he'll
hope. It's like he loves football. Sirianni guy.
And you know what? That fits. They need that. Guys that love football. I love the pick. And I think he's got a chance to be a great player. There's shades of Navarro Bowman, shades of Micah Parsons when I watch him, especially when he rushes the quarterback. I'm excited to watch him play. But there is, Hugh, we mentioned a little bit in the first segment. We'll get back to everyone's call in a minute here. There is another side to this pick, right? He fell down boards because of an injury, because of his recovery from an injury. So he had shoulder surgery. It was a labrum issue. Can we hear from Jahad himself talking about the shoulder and when it'll heal and kind of his timeline to play here? Here's Jahad Campbell on his shoulder.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you answered specifically about the shoulder. You expect to be back by when? Do you know when you'll be clear?
I mean, I'm just taking this process day by day. I ain't even really looking, too far ahead or anything like that. I'm really just, trying to focus on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I got to go up to the Eagles, but I'm going to definitely give me a nice little workout in the morning, so I can maximize my strengths and, just getting my shoulder back right. So that's what I'm most worried about.
So, all right, you can take that any way you want. Hugh, to me, he didn't answer a direct question. I mean, he was asked for training
camp. He's not supposed to.
I know, but if
he doesn't know.
Right, but if he was fine, you know what I mean? If he knew he was fully fine, I think he says, I'm good, I'll be there at training camp. He doesn't seem like he knows.
Well, I'm pretty sure that they probably told him, hey, don't talk about your injury. Because, you don't want to give anybody anything. Because Howie was real careful.
Yeah, so we're going to replay Howie and Nick talking about the draft in the 11 o'clock hour. But you're right, Hugh. I felt the same thing from Howie. They didn't want to give a direct answer.
No, because you don't want it to be one of those things where he comes in, you know, something happens and he has a setback.
Right.
So you just want to make sure that everything is everything. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they have a plan for him, or they're projecting him to be out there on the field.
The other thing, and we'll play it for you, Howie did talk about they view draft picks like this and him as a long-term bet. Just listening last night, I'm not going to be surprised if he's not ready to go this summer. And look, that doesn't mean he can't have a big impact on the season. I mean, Cooper DeJean had a setback at training camp, right? Yeah. Had a hamstring injury.
And then when he came out there, he was dope.
Right. From week five on, week six on, Cooper DeJean was one of the best rookies in the NFL. So a slow start doesn't necessarily mean he won't have a great rookie season, but it's part of it. I feel like it's being a little bit downplayed that he's coming in here not fully healthy or not fully back, but let's just hope he gets healthy quickly, and because I think he could be a tremendous football player. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley is up. Hey, Ziggy.
That's the Cowboys fan.
Uh-oh.
He's going after Cowboys fans?
Oh, Ziggy, what you doing, man?
Ziggy?
I mean, come on.
Ziggy, are you paying attention?
Yeah. Obviously not.
So, Hugh, I just want to answer your question. First of all, Dallas sucks.
Well, that's right? For sure. Yep. Agreed.
And Hugh, it's a quagmire in a person's personality where, say, you're living in South Philly, 3-4 blocks from the stadium, but you're a Cowboys fan. Even the guy 2 blocks away knows, oh, yeah, there's a guy down there as a Cowboys fan. It's a need to be recognized somehow because they're weak. So that guy, if he's listening this morning, who wore the Giants jersey, he's all up in himself now, but he's a fool and a loser. You know, just wanted to put that out.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird. It's weird to me.
Yeah. Well, I think it's weird to everyone. Yeah. I like the word you use, Ziggy. It's a quagmire. I like that.
It is. It's a deficiency in a person's personality where they somehow need some kind of recognition. And even though it's an anonymous one, they still know the guy down the street's a Cowboys fan. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, they make their presence known, unfortunately. Ziggy, what are you feeling about Jahad Campbell?
I had no idea about this kid. So from last night, from the time they picked him until now, I was looking him up, and wow, he's a great pick. He's an edge guy. He can do a lot of different things. He may have filled 2 holes in one. I don't know. But, yeah, it's a great pick, I think.
Well, yeah, he could have filled. Yeah. You're right about that. It could be he has enough versatility, Ziggy, that you know, if N'Kobe's injured again or not ready, he could play in the middle. And if they don't get enough production on the edge, he might rush the quarterback a lot.
Yeah, I believe he's going to start this year, and he's going to be effective. We're looking good. Kansas City's going to kick themselves in the butt at the end of the season because he's going to be putting a sack on Mahomes in the big dance this year.
You know, Ziggy, that's an interesting prediction. I like that. It's an interesting perspective, right? Even though it wasn't a blockbuster trade, it was just a 5th-round pick, Kansas City did open the door for the Eagles to draft this kid. They could have taken him. Mm-hmm. They could have let someone else trade him that pick. Ziggy, it's a good call. It's interesting. I mean, look, they have to see each other in the Super Bowl for it to really play out, which they could again, obviously. But that's it reminds me a little bit of last year. Wasn't the Bills and Chiefs made a trade, and the Bills let Worthy get to Kansas City, and then Worthy helped beat the Bills in the playoffs? It's
something like that.
I guess the Chiefs don't care. I mean, whatever. They're not. They took a 5th-round pick to move down one spot. But yeah, I mean, Hugh, his versatility and his ability to play 2 different things does help Fangio build a defense. Because I it wouldn't surprise me if, like, say N'Kobe's healthy. Well, then put Jahad on the edge for a game or two, right? But if they're not getting good production in the middle, or N'Kobe's not healthy, I'm sure he could play games fully on the inside.
He is a guy who, say, for instance, if you put him on the edge and he rushes the passer, say it's a 0 blitz. And for people that know, everybody's man-to-man coverage.
Yep.
And say if the back leaks out of the backfield, he can cover him without a problem. You know, that's not a problem for him. He's a cornucopia of linebackers for me. There's a little bit, when I see him, he reminds me a little bit with his height of Carlos Emmons and his ability to cover. It's a little bit of that. the versatility as far as being an off-ball linebacker and a guy that can rush the passer. The first name that I thought of, and I'm not saying that he's this guy, but I thought it was interesting because last night when Howie was talking about him, they said there were some all-pro comps or some Hall of Fame comps that they didn't want to put out there.
Yeah, I think they didn't want to put the pressure on the kid.
The first person I thought about when I heard that was Lawrence Taylor. Not saying that he's Lawrence Taylor. I'm being careful not saying that, but from the ability to be an off-ball linebacker and to rush the passer. Because Lawrence Taylor was the one that revolutionized the game. Lawrence Taylor was the guy that in the 3-4 defense rushed the passer and put pressure and got the offensive tackle paid because he was over there killing him. So that was one of the things that I thought about when I heard that, because you're talking about a versatile player that could do both.
So just to add to you throwing that out there, Taylor was 6'3", 237. Jihad is 6'3", 245.
No, I'm saying that's
physically.
That's
what, physically yeah, yeah.
Like, so don't get it twisted because, you know, y'all don't like to pay attention.
No, the podcast title is Hugh Douglas says Jihad Campbell is better than
Lawrence Taylor. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, y'all, the headlines are written around.
Yeah, y'all don't like to pay attention. But you have to take what's being said and listening to what other people say. And draw your own conclusions. That's kind of what I got from it.
Is this AI Hugh speaking?
See, Kyle, why are you doing that on a Friday?
Whatever works. I mean, if he's half LT, I'll take AI.
This is the problem. I'm trying to give you guys context. I'm trying to take you behind the curtain.
We're
y'all want to crack
listening.
Y'all want to crack funnies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I mean, you're the one using AI on the show. Nobody else did that.
But what, like, for real though, when I was listening to it and I was thinking like, bigger linebacker, because we haven't had, like, Trot, as good as Trot was about my height, and he had little T-Rex arms, too. This dude, shout out to Trot, but this dude, man, is the prototypical throwback linebacker. Yeah. And when you look at his size, like I said, first person I thought of was Carlos Emmons, because Carlos was the bigger linebacker, and he could cover out the backfield. Didn't really have, he had some pass rush ability, but not to the level of this kid.
Right.
So, I mean, when you talk about the position and the prototypical type of guy, I mean, it's only natural to think about that person.
Well, and of course. And you have a guy in there in Vic Fangio, and if he's pushing for this guy, I think it really showed the Fangio influence. The Eagles have not taken a linebacker in the first round since 1979.
You know what I thought? You know what I think happened in these meetings? I think that they sat down, and Howie had there was a conversation with Vic, and Vic said, hey, show me why you think this kid is special. And they took the film of what he does and they married it to what he could potentially be here in this defense and the versatility that this defense could have. Because like I said, man, I mean, because when you got him, the first thing I thought about was this. Zach Bond has pass rush ability because he rushed the passer when he was in New Orleans.
Well, in the first game this year, in Brazil, he had, what, 2.5 sacks in that game? Mm-hmm. He was a big part of getting to Love.
And another thing I thought about, I had a lot, y'all got to work with me because today, ride home, and this is the reason why I couldn't sleep because I had a lot of thoughts in my head. Jordan Davis is going to be here because I think he's going to be instrumental to what this defense can do. Because I was looking at the lineup of the Eagles, Jordan Davis is the nose. I had Jalen Carter at the nose. You put him at one defensive end. You put Jalen Carter at the left end.
Ojomo on the other?
Ojomo on the other, Joe. You have Zach Bond that is he's in the middle. You could put Jalen Hunt on the end, one of those ends.
Nolan.
With those guys. Those guys are going to be hard to block.
Yep.
And it might not be the production that you would get from one guy, but the committee. You see what I'm saying? Like, you have a bunch of guys on your team and Nolan Smith. And I'm not forgetting about Nolan Smith because, this is a fluid thing that I'm thinking about. But you have at least four or five guys who, if you're double-teaming one guy, everybody else is going to have a one-on-one. And you have guys on your defense that can win their one-on-ones. And they have the speed and the ability to do that. So that's what you're doing because you know Jalen's going to take two. Jalen's like, you're going to have to pick your poison when you talk about being in a pass rush situation with this defense, potentially.
I'm just glad we got an impact defensive player. I mean, I could sleep easier tonight. Now, like, this year and moving forward, all right, Carter and Cooper and Quinion and Nolan And now Jahad Campbell. Like, there's more to this defense than just like three or four guys. Now we're layering this thing for years to come. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Roll Tide.
Yeah, well, you know, it's about time we went back to Alabama. We've been doing the Georgia thing for a while. We got to even this thing out here.
I was actually there a couple weeks ago, but I get a text from my daughter like right after the pick. I had to fell asleep. I couldn't stay awake. And her text was, "Go Birds, RMFT," and it's Roll Tide with a couple extra words.
Yeah, I can figure out those two. Yep, Roll Tide, yeah. Radio appropriate. So, Jeff, obviously you're excited here for this one.
Yeah, because I don't watch a lot of college football, but obviously I watch a lot of Alabama because she's finishing her senior year this year, so definitely interested in that team. And that kid, he's like a Swiss Army knife, so to speak, of linebackers. And I think it's going to work out well. The injury thing, look, there's a lot of kids that come out that have injuries.
Yep.
His are a little bit more recent, I guess, which, you know, maybe he's going to be ready for the beginning of the year, maybe not. But with his size and speed, the dude's around the ball a lot. You don't get 117 or 120 tackles in 1 year without not knowing where to be. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Well,
and
yeah.
I'm excited because it's a linebacker in the first.
I know. It's over. Jerry Robinson, it's over. We don't have to say that name every single moment of the draft anymore. And, you know, when it comes to the injury thing, I'm not long-term concerned. I do think it could be more of, like, maybe he's slow to start this season and the vision is more like, you know, it's the big picture rather than this year. But that's okay. I mean, if he's as good as we think and it takes him two or three extra months this summer and the beginning of the season, we'll live with that for the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 years.
And when you got so much money tied up in the offense long term, you have to build that defense and you have to keep bringing these top tier guys in, because eventually you're going to lose somebody. And I just think he's doing the right thing by sticking with these top of the line interior players, you know, going forward. And I just think it's going to be an overall better team with going with more defense. Younger right now.
I agree.
That's what it did last year.
Yep. Jeff, good phone call. I mean, was last night a hit to the defense a luxury, not a necessity?
No.
I mean, they used a first-round pick on defense
because players. Nothing ever will be for you.
Well, no, because defense. Technically for the AI, for me, it's like you get younger players to compensate the fact that they're not as expensive.
But so they used their biggest asset all season.
Oh, no, yeah they got them. They got them, but still.
Yeah, I'm just
But still, I mean, it still holds true. Mm. You still have more money allocated to the offensive side of the ball.
Right, I know, but they're using their biggest resource this offseason to the defense.
Yeah, because that's the model. That's the business.
It's just
model.
Turned into money now.
Yeah.
Well, now no, I mean, but it,
moving the line.
That is the business model. Younger and cheaper.
The line's been moved.
We didn't want to pay CJ GJ. We moved him.
Well, that was a mistake.
Well, yeah, I mean, but we did it because you didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying. Well, hold on, though. Even though you don't want to say anything different, if they had drafted an offensive player, you would have peacocked in here today.
I wouldn't. You guys thought I would have peacocked.
You
I would have been like, no.
Oh, we know you would.
You would have said, I just find it interesting.
Okay, that I probably would have said that. I would have probably said, I would have probably used that word.
Of course.
Now, peacocking, no, not me. No. Wouldn't do that.
Not today.
Not on a Friday.
Well, I mean, Friday's a good day to do it because then you're off for the weekend.
Speaking of, should we bring up the what AI had to say about Hugh yesterday from a listener?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You have it?
Yeah. The AI overview on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Douglas, a former NFL player and current radio host, famously stated that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. This statement, which has been a recurring theme in his commentary, suggests that a strong offense is more crucial for a team's success than a strong defense.
You know what my favorite part about this is? AI has erased your career. You're an Eagles Hall of Famer, 80 sacks, and you have been what comes up on Google now is he doesn't believe in defense. Listen,
you know the only thing I heard was said
famously stated. I knew that was going to stick with you.
Hey, Kyle.
You know, you could famously
you the second that the words famously stated.
Many people have famously said ridiculous things.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's Kyle, just that was me.
Kyle, that's all I heard you say. He was like, oh, wow, famously stated.
I could see you beaming with pride.
You know what I thought? I'm not known for fighting T.O. anymore. I'm known for my takes on the radio. Baby Jesus, I have arrived.
Yeah, you've officially transitioned.
I am that dude. There you go. I've transitioned. That's all I ever wanted to do. I never wanted to be known as just a football player. Now I am a radio personality. Who is famously known for
famously
a famous
things.
Take. Y'all can't. Now you talking about can't tell me nothing.
I'm proud. This is a big day. I like the way you framed it.
I just want to say thank you to all the people that listen and all the people that disagree with me. Like I've always said.
Is this your acceptance speech?
Yes. Yeah. So, I make my haters my motivators.
You know, we have take funerals. When there's a take Hall of Fame at WIP, the defense is a luxury one.
It has to go in.
Yeah, no, it will.
It has to go in.
You can't famously state it and not have it go in the hole.
Take. That's all I saw.
It also shows your versatility because you have one famous thing replaced for another.
Yes.
Like for me, it's just the only thing on the internet about me is the dumb things I've said. I got nothing else. I mean,
that means you're famous. Like you're famous.
Famously stupid for some people.
How many times, like, this is when you know that you live rent-free in people's head, Joe. And you and this is why I admire and commend you. Because no matter what's being said, and we figured this out last week, no matter what's said and no matter who says it, if you repeat it, you started the rumor.
Oh, it's my fault, yeah.
Yes. The simple fact that we sat here last week and me and him were in lockstep. With our what was it, Joe?
We would trade AJ for Abdul Carter.
Yes. Joe was getting dragged.
We were in lockstep.
They don't know how you work with Joe Giglio
and
every day.
They were absolving me from you know what I mean? And they were like, well, I don't know how Hugh can work with Joe.
Big old human shield over here.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, we have arrived. We have arrived as a collective.
So Hugh's AI overview says famously stated. Joe's would say foolishly stated.
Yes. And there's nothing, and it'll just one take will replace the next take. Foolishly said that.
You know what's funny? We always talk about, you know, people that don't like you, whatever. It's either or with us. It's no in between. It's either you like us or you don't. There it is.
That tends to be like that for talk show hosts. You know, I like Aaron, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's going on, man?
Aaron, what's up?
You know, for all those people out there that want to talk about Howie Roseman and how lucky he is with the draft, we got to sit there and we got to realize now that Howie and the Eagles are creating their own luck.
Well, in some ways they obviously are. Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes a player falls. Like, you know, obviously Campbell fell, you know, because of the injury he had or whatever the reason is. And the Eagles are in position to get him. But, Aaron, they do. I mean, they do create their own luck. Last year they traded up for Cooper DeJean. They had that extra pick to take Jalen Carter a few years ago. Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is them. And, Aaron, sometimes I think simplicity is how you win. Like, they didn't overthink it. Campbell is one of the best players in the draft. Just take him.
You know, the Joe, if you look at the draft now, people are following the Eagles blueprint. I mean, when you have the Browns that are trading back, and instead of taking the flashy player, they take the nose tackle that's in the trenches, and then they add picks and stuff like that. And then you got the Cowboys who are supposed to take a wide receiver, and they take just a mauler in Booker. And then the Washington Commies, you know, instead of taking that safety from South Carolina, you know, who's a super athlete, they take just a bookend tackle from Oregon. I mean, that's telling. And, you know, yesterday we were in the spot where there were like three or four players where if they would have drafted, we would have been happy with.
Well, I agree with that, Aaron, because when they were coming up towards the pick here, we had a bunch of names we were throwing out. Ezeraco, Mike Green, the safety, Eamon Worry from South Carolina, corners. We weren't honed in on one guy, and then they actually surprised us with Campbell.
Yeah, that was one guy that you know, it was mocked in one, I think, that we did, and I think Barrett Brooks talked about him. Shout out to B that talked about him earlier in the week. But I thought it would be an edge rusher.
Maybe it was. We just didn't realize it.
Well, I mean, he's an edge rusher, but he's more like, I would say, a Swiss Army knife.
Mm-hmm. Hugh, the other thing is, you know, great athletes think alike. And you, my friend, are spot on with Jordan Davis. I think Jordan Davis is going to be the next Brandon Graham, where he's going to be around for a long, long time because he takes up space.
Yeah, he's a space eater. He's not a pass rusher, but you put him back in his natural spot. I will say this, though. He needs to up his snap count in order for this to work because we are light at that defensive end position. We're light, I should say, at the defensive line position.
Yep.
And we have more linebackers now than we have, like, down linemen. So, I don't know what Vic's going to do, but right now, looking at that, he has to be a guy that he has to be more dependable. If you're going to run with a true 3-4 defense.
Yeah, I agree with that. And look, we'll see. They're 6 days away, Aaron, from having to make a decision on the fifth-year option in his contract. And Aaron, good phone call. Hugh, I think it was noteworthy to me they didn't make the decision because they made the decision on Jahan Dotson, right? Because all your the fifth-year option on players that were first-round picks, the date is the same for everyone. The Eagles already decided on Dotson. They didn't need to wait another week. They didn't pick up that option, so he's got 1 year left on his deal. They haven't picked it up or declined it on Jordan Davis yet, which tells me, let's see how the rest of this draft plays out. Let's see if they get another, you know, player like Jordan Davis. If they don't, maybe they pick it up and he's here for longer. 215-592-9490 for this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Tree Card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we'll continue with your reaction coming up. Like the pick, love the pick. Where do you come down? And we'll hear from someone who coached Campbell at Alabama and Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni. That presser happened at like 12:15 a.m. If you missed it, we'll bring that to you so you can hear what they said about the pick. And I think Howie's answer about the medicals here is interesting when it comes to Campbell. We'll talk about that and play it for you. 215-592-9494. It's How You Hop Board. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.